13 to 15 injured reported so far. You can see the latest visuals on your screens of the injured being taken by the security personnel as well as the medical teams away in ambulances to hospitals. All hospitals are now under emergency declaration in preparation for any further untoward incidences or more fallout from this very blast. Let us recap for you once again. The blast took place around 30 minutes ago in Urdu Bazaar area of Lahore. This is a couple of kilometers away from the Data Darbar on the occasion of the Urs of Data Ganj Baksh. We also have Mubeen once again with us, and he'll be giving us the latest from the site. Mubeen, if you can update us, please.
Well, unfortunately, Gola, I have no good news. The number of dead has increased to 7, whereas the number of injured individuals in this unfortunate incident has increased from 5 to 35 now. This is the latest figure from rescue services as well as the hospital where the deceased as well as the injured have been shifted.
All right, so Mubeen has also confirmed what we earlier heard from the doctors at the hospital, that 7 are confirmed dead and around 35 perhaps. Is that what you said, Mubeen?
Yes, it is.
35 persons may be injured by this blast. This was initially reported by the district emergency officer. This was Dr. Ahmed, and our correspondent Mubeen Chughtai is confirming that unfortunately the number killed has now risen to 7 and perhaps 35 people have been injured in this blast. Mubeen, if you can update us on the actual current situation on the site, how is the rescue effort going along? How is the dispersal effort moving along?
Well, the dispersal effort, as I said, is moving along with steady swift. At this moment in time, those tens of thousands have been reduced to some hundreds of people who are gathered towards the Gamasha area of Data Sahab Shrine. And they are rapidly being shuffled towards the periphery and onwards to their homes. The commandos have also been deployed at this zone. More police force has arrived from the civilized police station as well as other reserves. To take control of the situation in light of the fact that the initial count of deceased and the injured has increased, and therefore any estimation on the amount of explosive used and the level of threat has also increased subsequently.
All right, Mubeen, if you can stay on the line with us, we'll go over to Shiraz Hasnat, who is outside Mayo Hospital right now. Shiraz, what's the situation at your end?
Gul, I'm just standing at the Mayo Hospital, Lahore. Over there, the doctors have declared emergency in the Mayo Hospital. We have seen that still the ambulances are coming and they are taking the injured along with them. In the Mayo Hospital, so far, according to doctors and the hospital sources, 7 dead bodies have been received over here. 35 injured they have received. Most of the injured, they are in a critical condition there in the hospital. Along with this, the emergency has also been declared in services and Gangaram Hospital. These are the hospitals also very close to the site. Crime scene. Rescue 1122 has also confirmed to take 6 dead bodies and over 20 injured from the spot, while the ED is also confirming the same situation. We are also expecting that some of the injured, they have also been shifted to the Gangaram and Service Hospital as well, because there is an extra load over there in the emergency. According to the MS of the hospital, Dr. Zahid, that he has also immediately called all the other surgeons and the senior doctors, and so far they are requesting for the blood. This is what the basic need they are right now requesting. On the other hand, most of the injured, as per the doctors, they are basically the police constables who were present over there at the time of blast on duty. Gul?
All right. Shiraz, now you said 7 dead, 35 injured, and then you also spoke, whilst you are at Mayo Hospital, you also spoke about the fact that people are also being sent to services as well as Gangaram hospitals. Now, do these numbers that you have told us apply only to those who have arrived at the Mayo Hospital, or is this indeed the total number?
Gul, these are the numbers which I am sharing with you are the injured which have been brought there in the Mayo Hospital.
Only the Mayo Hospital.
Yeah, only in the Mayo Hospital. And secondly, initially the rescue and the police officers, which I just talked to them, they were claiming that it seemed that it was not a suicide blast. But right now we have another information that as per the police sources, that they have found a head of a alleged suicidal from the spot. This is what the information I have just received is SMS, one of my police sources, according to them, that basically they have also found the head of an alleged suicidal, and the suicidal, according to them, blow himself at the check post of the entrance for the Dadsab Urs. And over there, he blow himself within the police car. That is the reason the two of the police vehicles and the other vehicles present over there at the main entry from the Urdu Bazaar side to in the Dadsab Urs, where we have seen a lot of damages.
All right, Shiraz, earlier there was some confusion about whether this bomb might have gone off in a car. There was a white car involved, apparently. Is there any information whether this suicide bomber was indeed in a car or was he on foot? Is any information available on that point?
Well, initially, police investigators are of the view that, of course, earlier they were of the view that might be it was a planted bomb in the police vehicle. But when they visit the crime scene, they have collected the evidences, they found that it's not possible over there because there was a lot of security policemen present at the time of incident on this spot. These police vehicles, they were also present for the patrolling. So it's not possible that somebody plant the bomb in those vehicles or put something between those vehicles. Secondly, now they have also claiming to found the head of alleged suicider. This is what a new thing, however, officially they are not confirming it. But according to them now, after getting collections from the evidences of the, collecting evidences from the spot, that there is a possibility that it's a suicide bomb, as the suicider, when he failed to enter inside the Titan security zone, he blew himself there on the spot.
All right. And Shiraz, are you able to describe to us the scene of this blast? I mean, which side of the road was cordoned off and the check post was for entry into which area?
Gul, at least today the last and concluding day, third concluding day of the Dadsab Shrine, Dadsab Urs, and we have seen that even 2 days back, on the first day of that Urs, even earlier before the starting of the Urs, police almost cordoned off the entire area. They placed barricades, and even the first time we have seen the police use containers to block the roads. There are basically 3 to 4 security checks to reach at the Dadsab Shrine, and it's one of them. Basically, its entrance is from the circular road. It's among one of the area. Nobody was allowed to go inside Urdu Bazaar. If they want to go towards the Shrine, they have to cross those barriers. Outside the Urdu Bazaar, this area is called basically the fish market of Lahore. So it's almost adjacent to Urdu Bazaar from where that blast occurred. And according to investigators, that these are basically the checkpoints from where the people, they were in queues, and police officers and the radakars of LATC organizations, they are basically even checking them, and they were also moving onwards to while crossing the security walkthrough gate. So according to the police officers, that there is a possibility that it's a suicide blast, as the suicider when saw that there was a very tight security and he couldn't move inside, then he blew himself over there on that check post.
All right, Shiraz, if you can stay on the line with us. Mubeen, are you with us still? No, it seems like Mubeen's line.